Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Roland Barthes. Now Roland Barthes was born in 1915 and he died in 1980 in Paris. And basically he is famous as a French essayist and social and literary critic whose writings on semiotics, then the formal study of symbols and signs pioneered by Ferdinand de Saussure helped to establish structuralism and new criticism as leading intellectual movements. And Roland Barthes studied at the University of Paris, and in 1976 he became the first person to hold the chair of literary semiology at the College de France. Though some people accused him of being eccentric, there were many admirers which Roland Barthes had, and by the late 1970s, Barthes' intellectual stature had actually grown. His theories had become extremely influential not only in France, but also throughout Europe and even in the United States. And other leading radical French thinkers who influenced or were influenced by him included the psychoanalyst Jacques Lacan, socio-historian Michel Foucault, and philosopher Jacques Derrida. And there are two of his works which he produced during the later phase of his life. One is called Roland Barthes by Roland Barthes. Basically, it is a anti-autobiography, as Roland Barthes himself distinguishes and describes that it is called a anti-autobiography called Roland Barthes by Roland Barthes. Now, next important work of Roland Barthes is A Lover's Discourse Fragments. Okay, A Lover's Discourse Fragments. This is the complete title. And this came out in 1977. And this book contains a list of fragments, some of which come from literature and some from his own philosophical thought. Okay, so fragments of a lover's point of view. And Barthes calls them figures or gestures of the lover at work. And this book is famous because, and not just famous, but in some ways also revolutionary. And revolutionary because in this work, Roland Barthes makes unprecedented use of the tools of structuralism, because that is why Roland Barthes is famous, structuralism. So even in this work, he makes unprecedented use of the tools of structuralism to explore the whimsical phenomenon of love, okay, L-O-V-E, love. So this has references ranging from Germany's Goethe, okay, the famous writer Goethe, G-O-E, T-H-E, Goethe. Then it has references from Plato to Marcel Proust. Marcel Proust, the very famous French novelist. And along with this, it also has references to, you know, Baudelaire, Schubert. Schubert is basically the Austrian composer, Franz Schubert. And this work, A Lover's Discourse, artfully draws a portrait in which every reader will find echoes of themselves. So this is why this book is famous. Now, from an exam point of view, knowing about the works of Roland Barthes is important. Now, his first book, I spoke about two last book of his, Roland Barthes by Roland Barthes, and then A Lover's Discourse. These two are his later publications. But what about the initial publications? First publication is Writing Degree Zero. Okay, Writing Degree Zero, which came out in 1953. Basically, this was a literary manifesto that examined the arbitrariness of the constructs of language, and in subsequent books, including Mythologies, Critical Essays, The Eiffel Tower and the Mythologies, he applied the same critical apparatus to the mythologies or the hidden assumptions behind popular cultural phenomenon, from advertising and fashion to the Eiffel Tower and wrestling. And these are all names of his works. For example, Mythologies, Critical Essays, The Eiffel Tower and other mythologies, these are all names of his publications. And then there is another very radical work of Roland Barthes called S/Z, okay, S/Z, which came out in 1970. And you know, in this work, there is a line by line semiological analysis of a short story by Balzac, in which Barthes stressed the active role of the reader in constructing a narrative based on cues in the text or clues which the text provides. And from an exam point of view, two most important works of Roland Barthes are First is Writing Degree Zero, which came out in 1953. And then it is S/Z, which was published in 1970. And one more work of Roland Barthes is The Death of the Author. Now, this is an essay which was published in 1967. And this essay is perhaps one of the most important works of Roland Barthes. And in this essay, what Roland Barthes does is that he argues against traditional literary criticism, which relied on the intentions and biography of an author to definitively explain the ultimate meaning of a text. Okay, so Roland Barthes says that stop relying on what the intention of the author was or how the biography of the author has created some meaning. So Roland Barthes argues that the focus instead should be on assessing the content of the text rather than focusing on what the intention of the author was, analyzing the life and background of the author to somehow unravel the meaning of the text. Instead of that, focus on the text itself. This is what Roland Barthes says.